It's the Evening Bulletin. I'm Perry Michael Simon. An NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll has some distressing results. The percentage of Americans considering COVID-19 a real threat went down 10 points in the last month, and the percentage who think it's all being blown out of proportion is rising. It's totally a partisan thing, and you can guess who's on which side. A majority of Republicans are dismissing the whole thing, more than double the percentage from a month ago. Worse, fewer than half of American adults say they're changing behaviors to avoid crowds, but I imagine that'll change with the new restrictions. But still, a lot of the people who think this is all an overreaction are elderly, and they're putting themselves and others at risk. You know, when you imagine how the public would react to a major pandemic that threatens to kill a lot of people, you don't imagine so many people just waving it off as no big deal. But here we are. It's right in front of them. The number of deaths is rising fast. We can see the progression from what happened in Italy. And yet, well, all we can do is take care of ourselves and avoid the kind of people who tell pollsters they don't think this is a big deal. If you need one more reason to stay home and avoid other people, this might be it. Stay safe. Until tomorrow, that's enough.